Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Glory to God forever. Thanks for joining me. This is Jim. This message, Five Phases in a Human Being's Life, is another part of the message, Who Receives the Gospel. I want to answer some major objections that people have about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as with all these messages, I want to try to sum it up in the first couple of minutes. So I'm going to try to give a quick summary and then give the details. Basically, many people object and say, if there was power in the gospel, the world wouldn't be in such a mess that it's in. They also object and say, oh, the Christians that I see, they don't seem any different from anyone else on the earth. In fact, there's a lot of people, millions of people of other faiths who don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't even believe in God, and they are happy and healthy. They have families. They have everything is good. So this proves that being a Christian doesn't make anyone different from anyone else. It doesn't give them anything special. And it proves that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not the one true faith. The answer, initially, I want to just say one of the answers, and I'm going to discuss this in this message. The reason for that is that so few people who become Christians, who become followers of Jesus Christ, actually do what Jesus says to do. And remember, that's how Jesus Christ and God Almighty said it would be. They prophesied it, they predicted it, that the few receive the gospel. They said it in many different places, in many different ways, and that's just the way it is. But at the same time, we can alter eternity. That's the mystery. In this message, you will learn how it's literally less than 1% of the people on the earth actually get into the phase of walking with Jesus Christ where they experience Him and His glory and His power, which can make a difference in their life. Before that, it really is generally true that Christians are not really any different from anyone else on the earth. And I'm going to discuss that. But now I want to get into the heart of why I'm giving this message. I keep talking about the glorious Lord Jesus Christ and His presence, His glory and splendor through the precious Holy Spirit. And that's the kingdom. And it's incredible. It's so wonderful. He can't be put into human words. And it's this priceless treasure, holy and sacred. And that is in the fifth phase of a human's life. It's the fourth phase of a walk with Jesus Christ. Someone's not going to find that in the first phase of a walk with Jesus Christ, or the second, or even in the third. In the third phase, they're closer. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But they're not there. This is a holy, sacred thing, and someone must prove themselves worthy of it. They must actually pass the tests that God gives us. God tests us all. He searches our hearts. He knows our hearts already, but He searches our hearts. He tests us. And we must prove ourselves worthy. And very few do. And really, very few even pursue Him and persist and press into and get, as I'm saying, get to that third phase. And almost none get to the fourth phase. So I'm going to explain this more. I'm going to sum it up. It's all simple. But that is the reason I'm giving this message, is really every message that I give, I want to focus on His glory, His majesty. But in this message, I want to emphasize, even when someone receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they're in the first phase of walking with Him, that's being born again. That's the first phase. It's in John 3, chapter 3. They're not going to feel any different. They're not going to experience His glory and His power. We have to keep on going. We have to continue on in this walk with Him, just like a human in the natural has to grow up. They're born, and they're a baby, and then they become a child, and then they're a middle-aged child, and then an older, and then they're a young person. It's a long process, right? It's a daily process. And I want to go back to the metaphor God uses throughout the Bible. He uses trees as a metaphor for human beings throughout the Bible. And this is a holy and sacred thing. Some people may make light of it, but I don't. If God Almighty does that, amen. It's an important natural symbol and type of human beings. Trees, they are planted and they grow slowly, day after day, day after day. And they just slowly, consistently grow up, and then they bear fruit in their season. And that's what we as people, that's what we're to do, a daily walk with Him, and we keep on going. And that's what we're supposed to do, is start in phase one and then get to phase two. Phase two is also in John 3. Phase two is being born of water in the Spirit. That's when somebody's now they're in phase two. Just keep on going. Just keep on going. And it's a mystery. I'm trying to explain this practically, but really it's a mystery. It's God working on us and us pressing on and seeking Him and getting Him. Then if they persist and continue on, then they can get into phase three, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's in John 4. John chapter 4, Jesus said, "He who drinks of this water will have a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life." That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A glorious thing. These are all so glorious. But again, I want to make this point. This is so important. I wondered about this for so long, and I wish someone had explained this to me back years ago. Those objections that people present that I said earlier, people say, "Oh, Christians are not any different from anyone else. I don't see anything different. They don't have anything special. In fact, many of the Christians I know are worse people than other people." So that shows that there's no power in the gospel. No, what that really shows is that that person, that Christian, has not progressed into the phases, into phase three and on into phase four, where they truly find the treasure, the holy, sacred presence and glory of Jesus Christ, which is not available in phase one. It's not available even in phase two, really. Same thing with the question. Many people present the objection, "Oh, the world would not be in such a mess if the gospel of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ had power." And so I heard someone answer that by saying, well, someone has to apply the blood of Jesus Christ and they have to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and do what He says to do to experience it. And most people don't. And okay, here's another way to look at it. I've talked about there's three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's very simple. John chapter 3, John chapter 4, John chapter 7. Three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. I've added a phase before that, which is the born again phase, which is also in John 3. So that I call it four phases of a walk with Jesus Christ. Very simple. I don't want this to be complicated at all. Someone should not even have to take notes. It should be so simple. Four phases of walking with Jesus Christ. Approximately 20% to 30% of the people on the earth today have entered into phase one. Okay, that's according to stats. I've said that before in other messages. Essentially, 30% of the world are affiliated with Catholic and Christian. Now, we know that all those people are not saved, but let's just say 20 to 30%. So 70% or more of people never even get into phase one. They're not saved. They don't find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's tragic. God wants to save them, but they tragically don't get saved. So I'm in this message, just for discussion's sake, I'm adding another phase before those four phases, which now that makes five phases that human beings can experience on earth in a spiritual, call it spiritually, in because we all are here to walk with God. That's what we're intended to do forever. We're intended to walk with Him forever. We are spirit beings. We are spirit beings. We will exist forever, either in heaven or in hell. Our spirit being looks just like us. Our body is just in the shape of our spirit being. Our spirit being is the real us. And here's a big tragedy. Those 70% of people are, it's harsh to say, but they are spiritually dead. They don't have Jesus Christ. In that first phase, someone is alive in the natural, but they're spiritually dead. So that's phase one. Every human being experiences phase one. 20 to 30% of people make it into phase two. That's really phase number one of walking with Jesus. But again, I'm just for discussion's sake, five phases. And I want to finish up with this and give this as an example so that it's clear. Okay, 20 to 30% make it into phase two. That's the born again experience. And remember, in that experience, somebody's not going to feel any different. They're not going to act any different. They've just been born, just like that human being on the earth who's born, and in the first 5 years of their life, they almost cannot do anything themselves. The first 2 years, they definitely can't. They can't feed themselves. They can't do anything. They would die if they didn't have other people taking care of them. But this is a spiritual thing. This is on a much higher level. Being born again spiritually is a mystery, and someone had, okay, that's phase two. Now, my estimate, and I believe this is generally accurate, is that about 20% of the people who make it into phase one, phase two, which is the born again experience, 20% make it into phase three. That's born of water in the Spirit. That's also in John chapter 3. That 20% means that roughly 4% of all the people on the earth make it into phase three. So now we're down to 4% of all the people on the earth. So you take 100 people and only 4 of those people even make it into phase three. And phase three is just born of water in the Spirit. They will not be able to, they're not going to experience His glory and His majesty and His power and all of the incredible things that Jesus offers us, the priceless, eternal things that just incredible, the peace, the joy, the hope, the faith, the living forever. Of course, we don't experience that until we leave this earth, but all of these incredible things, but mainly His glory, His majesty, Him, this treasure, knowing Jesus as the life. I'm going to explain that in a second too. Okay, we're down to 4%. Now, roughly, I'm going to be generous and say that 20% of those people make it into phase four. So now we're down to less than 1% of the people on the earth make it into phase four, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Phase four is outlined in John chapter 4. That's when Jesus said, "He who drinks of this living water shall have a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." So now we're down to less than 1%. So this answers how Somebody might say, oh, Christians don't seem any different. Well, they're not different because they're not going into the fourth phase. Almost none make it there. Christians get saved and they stay where they are. They don't pursue getting into phase three and four. They're satisfied with where they are. They get distracted with the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust for other things, just like Jesus said. And really, as I said in the previous message, it could be our fault because we're not doing the body of Christ. We're not doing what we should do to get the anointing, to get the word out so that those Christians realize, hey, the absolute only thing that matters in the whole universe is Jesus Christ and a walk with Him and finding Him and through the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit and getting eternal treasures and seeking everything related to my walk with Jesus and realize, oh, nothing in the world matters. You know, making money or having things or you know, having fun and entertainment and all that, those things are meaningless. They're going to pass away. All these things, I'm going to seek Jesus. Maybe it's our fault. We're not getting the anointing, doing what Jesus said to do in order to win over even those who are already Christians, and of course, definitely those who are not Christians. So perhaps it's our fault. I hope I've made my point on that. But again, this explains, I've always wondered this. Christians don't seem any different. In fact, they even seem like they have more problems than other people, and they do often because we're broken. We have to be broken to come to Jesus Christ. If somebody's whole and doing great, they usually don't see their need for Jesus Christ. That's the whole point that I made in those other messages. That's a message really of the Gospels, the rich and those who are doing great. Many who are first, they'll be last. But many who are last, the people who are suffering, amen, they're going to be first. So I've always wondered, why is it Christians don't seem any different? I go into these churches and they're just as dead as can be. And people are acting spiritual and they're all inhibited and they're in dead religion and there's nothing good there in those places. I want to get out of those places as fast as I possibly can. I just went recently to a church in my city. It was like they were at a funeral service. They're all acting real spiritual and they're inhibited. It is ridiculous. A walk with Jesus Christ is the most exciting, glorious thing in the universe. It's what we were intended to do as human beings. And dead religion has nothing to do with it. And so my point is, this answers it. That's true. Christians are no different because they have not persisted and pressed on into phases three and four. They are just in phase one. They've just been born again and they've stayed there. And that's better than nothing. Glory to God. Thank the Lord that they have been born again. They found Jesus Christ. And they're going to make it to heaven. Amen. As long as they're serious about it and they're genuine and sincere, they're going to make it to heaven. Amen. God can't make anyone seek Him and move into phase two and move into phase three, but they're right there in that born again phase one and they're satisfied with it and they're doing their own thing, which we all do. Okay, we all do that, but we just have to persist and get to those other phases, and anybody can because God's no respecter of persons. Okay, so now we're down to less than 1% are in phase four. Really, almost no one makes it to phase five. Phase five is finding Jesus Christ as the life. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Those are the three phases right there. There's three main phases. As I said, there's three phases of walking in the Holy Spirit. That's when someone's really alive. When you're born again, you're alive, but that's when things start really happening because the key is the Holy Spirit. And so those three phases, Jesus summed it up right there. I'm the way, the truth, the life. Three, the perfect number. But I've added the born again phase to explain, hey, there's four phases. You know, you become born again. That's the first phase. So I hope this clears things up. I'm really glad to get this message right out. Thank you for listening. This is uncut, unedited. I might take out some of the ahs, but thank you, Lord Jesus, for your glory and greatness. Lead us to seek you, to do your will, and thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for all that you've done for us. And thank you for listening. I'll send us your prayer requests, hello@bridgeministries.org. There's some books that are on our website. We're glad to send them to you through email. And I will see you next time.